they hung together, you know. They went to school things together. They done everything together.
It was one nice, tight-knit family.
Yeah. I had brothers. I played basketball. And I had sisters that were cheerleaders. So, yeah.
How many sisters did you have?
I had one.
What was her name?
Oh, God.
Was she older or younger than you?
She was younger than me. Yeah.
And did she live on the farm when she was an adult, or did she move away?
Jane was born late in life. And so she had a different life than I had, you know.
She was much younger than you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think I was 15 years old when she was born. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so she lived on the farm at the same time that you did.
Oh, yeah.
But you were raising your children.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you had brothers as well?
I had two brothers. Yeah.
And they both lived on the farm?
Yeah.
Even as adults?
No, they the one brother, my oldest brother, he built a home in the village in Kinderhook. Because his wife didn't want anything to do with the farm. So they built a home in Kinderhook. And then my other brother, when he got married, the neighbors got rid of their farm, so we bought that, and they lived there. But it connected to our properties. Yeah. Yeah.
So you've told me about Maureen. Can you tell me about your other children? Who was your second child? Was it a boy or a girl?
Yeah. There they are. They're right there.
Yeah, they're a good-looking group.
Yeah, it's quite a group. Yeah.
And so you've got six daughters?
Yeah.
Or five boys and six daughters?
Yeah. Yeah.
What was your youngest, a daughter or a son?
Jane was the youngest right there.
Mm-hmm.
There's one standing next to me. Yeah.
And did she get to live at home by herself with all of the
big
brother and sisters who left?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep.
So what do you remember most about the good old days?
Good old days? Well, I don't know. I think the good old days are better than what the days are today.
How so?
I don't know. Everything is today is so fast, you know. Back in them days, I don't know. Of course, you didn't have all the cars and everything like you do today. You know, everything is get in and go. And, but I don't know. I think back in that, I don't know. It just seems things were a little slower. Of course, I was born and raised on a farm all my life. And I lived there for quite a few because my husband worked on the farm. So.
And that's where you met?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he came to my father passed away. And so we had to have that, and yeah. I married the farmhand.
You married the farmhand.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a great story.
Yep. He's a great, handsome man. All my kids were handsome. My boys, yep.
And where did you get married? Where did you and Maurice get married?
Well, we got married he was justice of the peace. That's who married us. And then we left and went to New York to the World's Fair for 3 days. And I had an aunt that lived in New York City. And so we stayed there. And then we went to the World's Fair. And then, well, he just had the weekend. So, yeah.
Tell me about the World's Fair.
Oh, it was just so big and I don't know.
You liked your farm better?
Yeah.
So who milked the cows when you were away in New York?
My brothers.
Your brothers took care of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Was that part of your work, milking the cows, or collecting the eggs? Or was that done by the children and your brothers?
That was done by my brothers. Yeah, and my mother. Yeah, we all did.
Everybody took...
Oh, yeah.
Took care of each other.
Yeah. When we came back, we moved into the little apartment there in a big house, and yeah. Yeah.
It's a beautiful life.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you taking your time to share your stories with me and your family with me. Yeah. I really appreciate that.
Farm life is good.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's a lot of work, but, you know, it has its rewards. Yeah.
And you had each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a really beautiful story.
Yeah. I'm the only one out of the four. I had two brothers and a sister, and I'm the only one left.
And you have an important family history to share.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was your father's last name?
Leiser.
Leiser?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did he live in this area his whole life?
Yes, he was born here.
Was he born on the farm, or?
No, I don't know where he was born. No, I don't know. His mother and father came from Germany. We're German too, but there was two different kinds of German. My grandfather, my mother and father, my mother's father and mother were one type of German, and my husband's mother and father were another type of German.
What was the difference?
I don't know. I don't know. They came from different sections. Mm-hmm. But now my grandfathers, they spoke all German, even when they came back. And Yeah, I don't know. But he was a little bit of man, but I mean, he could work it around the clock.
Did you have any problems during the war being German?
No. No. No.
Did your husband serve in the war?
No. He couldn't pass the physical.
How about your brothers?
No, they didn't go either. One of them was in the, what the heck was it? What to call it? And he had to go away, but he had the exemption on account for the farm.
Yeah, and they needed people to grow food.
Yeah. So then they went into all dairy. Yeah.
And did they had milk, but did they do other, did they have cheese or anything like that? Or?
No, we didn't, no.
You just sold the milk every day?
Yeah.
And did, what about the eggs? Did you?
Well, they went to market. My father used to go to market like twice a week. Because we went with another one in the neighborhood, our partners. My father and Keynes were partners. And they used to go in the, mostly in the summertime, they'd go twice a week because they had, you know, orders for chickens. We used to take and do chickens for people and that, and then the eggs. So they used to go twice a week for a short time. And, yeah, it was a great life, you know, yeah. And then my father passed. And that's when my husband came to work there, him and another boy, because my brothers were in school yet. So they would just help milk in the morning, and then they had to catch the bus and get to school. So, yeah, it's a great life. You can take it.
And your first child was Maureen?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I had four boys or five boys that in a row. Yeah. I had 11.
What makes you the most proud of your life?
I don't know, I guess to be able to raise my family, and they all got a good education, they've all done well, and I'm kind of proud of it.
Given a lot to the world.
Yeah. They all got their education, And the girls had good jobs. They worked. Maureen had a real good job in Albany. She was up there for, even after she got married young. And she worked in Albany. Yeah. They've all deserved, you know. The girls were at work.
They were good kids?
Yes, they were. I only had problems with my youngest son. He got with the wrong crowd. He had a car, of course, you know, but he didn't get in any bad troubles. But, you know, you had to... My mother used to have to get on them every once in a while, but otherwise, everything went fine.
You straightened him out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to tell me?
No.
You have a great story. I really appreciate you sharing it with me.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
Thank you very much.
Okay.